Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi. Everything will be okay? Yeah, I know. I just, if I look the way that I do, I think I'm a little sleep deprived. Oh my God, your voice? What happened to my voice? I think I'm a little sleep deprived. I think what ended up happening was I was working and I fell asleep like this, middle of the day. That used to happen at night, but it happened in the middle of the day. I'm not used to that. You sound sick? I'm not sick. I just woke up from like the randomest nap, unintentional nap. Usually you go and you're like, I'm gonna take a nap. This was literally my body saying, hey, you gotta stop. I woke up to the sound of a text message. I was like, huh? Wait a minute, where am I? It crashed already? My body, yes. My body crashed like a computer. Start streaming every other day instead and not more on the off days? Nah, I can't do that. I'll stream Monday through Friday. And then weekends. You look sleepy. I think I just explained what happened. Oh my God. I haven't been sleeping much. I should. Yesterday, I went to bed at 2. I woke up at 7:30. Been my day for the last few days. There's been a lot going on. So that's partly why. And I live by this philosophy that I can just sleep when I die. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Des. I didn't mean that. I just literally just explained it. So explanation is relatively silly. I was working. I was on my phone. And I fell asleep like this. Like, literally. I woke up. I was like, my wrist was like, ah. But I woke up from a text message. I was like, ding. I was like, huh? Where am I? Where did the time go? So yeah, I live by the philosophy that I can just sleep when I die because I woke up gay. Yes. I feel gay. 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 I feel Qatari. Hi, Dom. Hi, Jen. Hi, Mother Oats. You woke up gay. Yes, I did too. We all woke up gay. Going through a lot. I mean, yeah, it is. Yeah, she's doing great. She's doing a lot better. Slowly getting better day by day. Yes, I'm glad to see her progress. And we're putting my office back together. So that's why I had to get in there so early. It was a lot. A lot of moving furniture around. Yes, condolences to Rice Gum too. That was really sad news. Yeah, that's why I had to get there. So from like 8:30 till about 3 o'clock, it's okay to admit. Yeah, I am struggling. It has been, but I don't like to say that because I don't know. It's nobody's fault, but mine. That's what it is. Because saying you're struggling almost feels like you're blaming something. That's why I don't like to say that. But I do have a lot on my plate. That's how I like to say it. See how what happened? I fell asleep on my hand. That's what happened. What happened to Rice Gum? It's a really sad video. I don't know. You guys want to watch it? It's a very, very, very sad video. To wash your dishes? I have no dishes. Our plates are full. Yes. Oh, makes sense. Damn it. See how slow I am? Oh, I appreciate that, Allison. Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad. We can watch the video. It's really, really sad. Really sad. Chat will help you keep up. Yeah. No. Ravens and Pisces, too. We have similar birthdays. Meaning, she was born 3 days before me, but 4 years later. Got a lot of Libras in the chat, eh? Shout out to Libras. Candace Owens is going on a fucking warpath. Allure, not lore. Candace Owens. Holy shit. Is she luxuriating in the downfall of Steven Crowder? I didn't cover her tweets in my video, but she's been tweeting nonstop. Damn, and he's going after her? After him? Cernovich? She does give me the ick, too. But I gotta be honest with you, it is a little, like, there's a lot of schadenfreude seeing Republicans all go after each other over this shit. Wow, this is fucking crazy. So Steven Crowder, the contract Steven Crowder made his everything negative, everything bad. Leaving a pregnant wife is not a very nice thing. No, it definitely is not. But I mean, is anybody surprised that Steven Crowder is a piece of shit? Womod Hose. Is anybody really surprised? I mean, the guy. Here, need I remind you, this is like an argument that like somebody tried to, like somebody was in my comments saying, but he's a bad, like we, you know, he changed, this video changed my idea of Steven. I don't even remember the comment, it was something like that. It's like, bro, are you kidding me? Steven Crowder, you mean the same guy who reenacted the murder of George Floyd to try to disprove it? You know what I mean? He was emotionally and mentally abusive towards his wife. He was just an emotionally abusive person to everyone. To everyone. I mean, his content, watching Steven Crowder's content is emotional and mental abuse. Okay? Has anybody sat through his content and watched it? It's emotional and mental abuse. Of course that man is going to be putting emotional and mental abuse in the people around him. That's what I was like, really? This is like, he's just saying watch it. Like, yeah, there's that video too. I don't even know if I want to discuss this too much because I'm gonna make a video, my follow-up video about this with that tape. Hello. But I just find it so crazy. Like, really? This is like him saying watch it to his wife is the last drop for you? It wasn't the George Floyd shit. It wasn't him literally using every slur under the sun to describe his coworkers. Like, really, there were so many red flags before this that this man was a manipulative freak. I commented on your quote tweet of that video. Yeah, because I was like, bro, like this isn't the gotcha moment you think it is. Like, they're acting like, you know, it is. He, don't get me wrong. This man, you watch the full tape. This man is an awful, awful person. He must be awful to fucking be married with because the entire fucking tape of him talking to his wife, he's like, it's your wifely duty to do this for me, you have to follow my word. Like, bro, you sound like somebody from 1776. You sound like your name should be in the fucking Constitution, you fucking asshole. Like, seriously. But you know, is it really that much of a surprise? He's been saying this shit. He's literally been saying this shit full-throated. The OP couldn't provide the whole video. It was annoying. Yeah, that also is like why even mention that part at the end if you can't show the evidence for it? You got the evidence for everything else, and you're just going to leave it up to speculation. So anyway, there is this that I just saw because Candace Owens is on a fucking warpath and is retweeting everything. So apparently, Steven Crowder had a contract. If you were 5 minutes late, you would get in trouble, and your whole pay would get docked if you're 5 minutes late to a recording. Folks, do you have any idea how often people are late to shit? Can you imagine losing your full day pay because you were late because of traffic? He came off did passive aggressive, blaming her for daring to divorce him. Yeah, I mean, that in and of itself is a massive red flag. You didn't need to watch that video to see that this man is an absolutely controlling piece of shit. He's like, how dare the state of Texas allow my wife to file a divorce against me? How dare the state of Texas give women freedom to not want to be with me? That's just literally what he came out as. Full-throated. Now, hold on. Yeah, I know. I already said hi. Crowder's gross. Yes. Yes. I'm late every day on purpose. Yeah, I mean, look, I do. This is something that you just have to deal with as far as business goes. Sometimes people are going to be late. It happens. You know? I have several situations like that. It just happens. I was raised to believe if you're on time, you're late. If you're 5 minutes early, you're on time. Yeah, I believe that as well. On paper, it really sounds great. But when you're working with people, shit comes up sometimes. And people will be a little late. If you're like literally docking someone's pay because they're 5 fucking minutes late, most people are on time. Most people are on time consistently. Most people are very responsible and are on time consistently. I would say about 80 to 85% of people. That's a big chunk of people. But, you know, shit comes up. Shit happens. Hey, everyone. Hey. You still get paid, yeah. My first job, I was always 15 minutes late. 90% of people I work with can't even do half the stuff I do, even if they came in 3 hours earlier, and then me and leave 3 hours later. Interesting. Life happens. I know when I've gone to the countries, the concept of time and being on time is nothing like in the U.S. That also is very different. I mean, if you are working in Brazil, like there's where I'm from, São Paulo. Like we used to joke about Rio, right? We used to make jokes about Rio. That, you know, the regular hours of work are like 9 to 5, right? So we would joke that in Rio, you'd get into work at 9 a.m. and leave at lunch, like at 12 p.m. or 1 o'clock to go to the beach, and you just wouldn't come back. You know, people in Rio don't work. You know, that was the joke. You'd say,
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah, Candace Owens is going off today. And she's not the only one. And understandably, I mean, he did, like, bring her into this. Like, he literally made this drama. That was, like, that was a really weird move, too. To, like, put her in the video, right? Like, can you imagine you do a divorce announcement and you put your competitor, like you make a huge accusation against your competitor in that video? Isn't it weird? It's so weird. That just means you work with some dumb people because they're not, you're not, they're in midday breaks. and things closed early. It was more peaceful, honestly. What was more peaceful? Hold on, I lost the thread here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Growing up, whenever I would take, like, Spanish classes, you guys have your teachers would, like, say stuff like, oh, you know, in Spain, they take a siesta after lunch, right? Different countries have different traditions. I don't know if people in Spain still take a siesta. They made it seem like everybody went home and took a nap. At least my Spanish teachers did. I know in Brazil we never took siestas. I would love to take a fucking siesta every day. I just took an involuntary siesta today. You know? I took an involuntary siesta. Just like, literally, my body was like, you're gonna take a siesta, Dennis. Fell asleep. What, most Latinos you worked with take siestas? Everyone comes to the party 2 hours late, but isn't that how parties are supposed to be, though? You're supposed to be, like, a couple of hours late to a party. Like, nobody's on time to a party. Like, that's the only time that, like, if you get to a party early, you're like, who are you? Like, everybody's like, what's wrong with you? Usually at a party, like, the later you arrive, the better, right? Anyway, there's a lot. I'm probably going to make a follow-up video to the whole Steven Crowder thing because there's a lot. There's still a lot. By where I lived, up in the north in Palmeiras, they did, in fact, take siestas. Oh, shit. Yeah, but Bahia is my favorite state because everybody, Bahia moves at its own, like, rhythm. For those of you who don't know, Bahia is a state in the northeast of Brazil. It's a very, very nice place to live in terms of, like, the weather, beautiful beaches, and it has a very laid-back lifestyle. I visited there once. I was there for almost 2 weeks, and it's very laid back, very chill. I mean, you see people taking naps in the middle of the street. What's even happening with the Crowder situation? Well, it all started with one video where he calls out Candace Owens, and he announces to the world he is getting divorced. Probably the worst choice he's ever done. It does seem like he's going through something. But from that video, too, you see that he's, like, just as much of a dick as he is in his videos and his live streams as he is in real life, you know? But it's just funny to see because conservatives have been so good at, like, rallying, like, and working together and, like, just... You know, his old co-host called him out. Yeah, so that's what we were just talking about. His old co-host called him out for, like, the whole five-minute thing was his old co-host. Oh, no. So his other old co-host, Jared, called him out, too. Yeah, he did. He said he stands with his wife. I applaud his ex-wife for leaving. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Did anybody have any suspicion that he was a dick? I don't think anybody did. It's just weird to me that now all of a sudden conservatives are like, I'll show you guys some tweets that just, like, confounded me. Because I was like, bro, you're the same person who was like, who just, if none of this was happening, you would be supporting him full-throated. You know, there are a lot of opportunists. So, yeah. So, you guys know that they released a Barbie, like, Mattel released a Barbie that is neurodivergent, right? So, Steven Crowder, obviously, in his very smart commentary made fun of the Barbie, right? And then it takes a real pussy to make fun of a developmentally disabled people. Come see me. So now conservatives, this is like, this woman works for the Babylon Bee. Yeah. And now she's like retweeting all this shit. Yeah, now you guys are against this. Up until a week or so ago, you guys would have said, no, this is humor. This is free speech. This is what cancel culture is coming after us. You know, but you know what happened? I'll show you guys what happened. And it's funny because there's a Matt Walsh video where he's like, we're embracing cancel culture. We're making cancel culture ours. And I'm like, it was a few weeks ago or maybe a week ago. And he's like, conservatives have to be more proactive about cancel culture. And I was like, oh, you're really going there. You know? But, here we go. Is this it? Where he starts this? Was it? It was actually maybe a couple days ago. Let's see. Yeah, like, look at this. Like, look at this. Every Matt Walsh video is starting with, like, we're canceling this guy. Like, everybody is canceled. So, right-wingers want to go after M&M's, dolls, beer, Nike, makeup, and Sesame Street. Did I miss any? I mean, yeah, put everything else there. They even went after the alphabet. You know, you can't even say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B anymore.
Daily cancellation, as you know, is like an onion, partly because it is acidic and obnoxious, but also because it has layers. Sometimes a person is...
Like, this is this man's unironic segment on his show. Daily cancellation. Daily cancellation. Daily cancellation is how we do this show. We have a daily cancellation for you. We are canceling everybody. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Everything is over. End it all. Let's just destroy the universe. These guys were so much against cancel culture and saying, cancel culture is so bad. It's so bad. Oh, it's destroying everybody. You're trying to silence my speech with your cancel culture. Da, 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 da. And now they fully embraced it. It's so fucking crazy. It's so fucking crazy. They fully embraced it. And they've like gone full all in on it. They're like, it's us. Yes, we love it. Cancel everybody. We don't like you. Cancel. Canceled, canceled. Canceled. Okay, well, what now? I mean, we just let them eat each other alive. That's what's happening now. That's literally what's happening now. And it all started because they're all greedy motherfuckers. You want to know where all this started? And Candace Owens kind of hit this in the head. Last year, they were all chummy at their, was it their Christmas or their Thanksgiving party, right? Steven Crowder was there, and they offered him shortly after that a $50 million contract for 3 years, right? And then what happened? He got offended because of the clauses. This should be said. This is the same guy. He got offended at the clauses. Yeah, he flirted with her in the DMs too. I guess he complimented her appearance or something. I don't know for sure what he said, but she, in her words, he flirted with her. So he apparently... You know, he got upset with his $50 million contract. He was like, oh, how dare they expect me to not get any strikes on my YouTube channel and have my pay docked for getting strikes. This is so unfair. They're working with big tech. This is against the conservative movement. I hate all these guys. And da 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 da. He went off. He like published an entire video, like grandstanding on the shit. Little did we know that this man was docking people's pay for being 5 minutes late. This is the same guy who didn't want to work with a company because who rejected a $50 million contract because they said they would dock his pay if he got strikes on his channel, which is understandable. Steven Crowder is a fucking magnet for like getting strikes and shit, you know? But anyway, that happened. And then Candace Owens made a video like alluding to Steven's divorce. But she was kind of just like guessing it, right? She said she didn't know and nobody in her company knew. And that kind of like set off, like laid the, you know, the bricks for this yellow brick road of conservative meltdown. And look, I wouldn't be too surprised. Let me be like 100% real with all of you. I wouldn't be too surprised if this didn't stop at Steven, because this is how it works, folks. Steven has friends. You may dislike him. A lot of people dislike him right now. People are coming for him. But Steven has friends, and his friends are watching. And they may be quiet right now. They may be defending him. They may be quiet. They may be doing whatever, but they have friends. He has friends. And Steven and his friends will most likely retaliate in some kind of way when the opportunity arises for that. It's just what it is. That's why there's that whole meme of like, the left eats itself, because it's been happening with the left for years. The right was just sticking together and moving. No! Apollo! My God! God. Oh my God, dog, you freaked me the fuck out. He's hungry. He's hungry. He's hungry. He's about to go eat. You're about to go eat, buddy. Come on. Come on, buddy. Okay. All right, man. Oh my God, how'd you get so heavy, man? Jesus, have some shame. You've been eating too much, too many treats, man. Oh my God. Yeah. Look at him. Oh my God. What a little guy. Okay, man. All right. Anyway, back. What was I saying? What was I saying before? Stop trying to lick my mouth, bro. Stop trying to lick my mouth. He always tries to lick my mouth. What a weirdo. Stop trying to lick my mouth, man. Come on. And here we got Frankie's jealous now. Okay, stop. I said stop. He's huge. He's not huge. It's just the camera angle. You guys, he's not that big. Let him sniff the mic. Okay, he's just going to lick it. Stop licking it. Oh, my God. Ew. Sniff it. He's not going to sniff it. He's just going to lick it. You know? He's like that big red dog, I guess. Apollo. Oh, my God. All of his little fur is getting on the... Come here. This is how you know. Apollo likes to climb up on and wants to taste your lunch. Yeah, probably. That's probably what it is. His little face. Okay. You completely derailed this, bro. You realize this? You guys have to see his face. He's doing a face where he's like falling asleep. Like he's like... Look over here. Look over here. Look over here. Over here, buddy. So shiny. Yeah, he is very shiny. Shiny Apollo. Shiny Apollo. Okay, no. Okay. You want to go down? Oh, okay. Oh, oh my God. Okay. Not a thought going through his head. Look at him. Not a thought. Not nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just... Just okay, stop it, man. Come on. Okay, all right. He's thinking of food. Yeah, he's thinking like, yeah, it's probably... You audibly laughed. He is so fucking funny. He is like unintentionally funny. Okay. It's crickets in his head. Yes. He is so unintentionally the opposite of Clifford. Okay. Anyway, I don't even know where the fuck I was, but it was funny. Whatever we were talking about, that was it. Okay. Apollo, don't play with Frankie right now. Come on. They like to play fight a lot. So...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Anyway, where were we? I forgot. Oh yeah, you guys see this? Hold on. You guys see this real quick? You see this? Impulsive host George Janko unfollowed Logan Paul and Mike Malak after rumors of issues between the three, and he said, I wasn't going to talk, but now I am. And I tweeted, please God, let this happen because it would be so fucking funny. It's one of my favorite memes. You think that's fake? His tweet is real. His tweet's right here. Oh, he retweeted this. His tweet's right here. There's his tweet. Oh, fake drama? Oh. Anyway. Yo, my new favorite account on Twitter is Bob Is Here to Explain. I should follow him. Bob is the GOAT. Okay. What's up, Addison? Bob is the GOAT. And he speaks in other languages. Oh my God. In Portuguese. Wow, he's responding in Portuguese. Where is this? There was one where he came in really clutch. It was like that whole, this whole Dream. Because Dream wrote a fucking novel on Twitter. Like, bro, please stop. Who the fuck wants to read all this? And not just one. Like, every fucking tweet is like one gajillion paragraphs. There's absolutely no need for this. He's talking about, he made an SMP, like one of those Minecraft maps with Quackity, and Quackity just ghosted him. That's it. He literally watched, did you watch the Jerry Springer show? I did. We can talk about Jerry Springer in a minute. So here we go. This post is about a group of friends who started working on something called United SMP. They did not know that something called the QSMP was going to be announced. There was a better one. Everybody's having Bob explain this. Explain this, Bob. Explain this, Bob. Everybody, look how many Bobs there are. Bob is all over this thread. Nobody wants to read this. Oh my God, stop it, buddy. Apollo. No. He's getting aggressive. My God. Bob is a relatively new account, yes. Here, let me see. Let's just close this. Bob explains everything to everybody. There was one explanation, though, that was fucking hilarious. Oh, he's like a year old. He's not that new. Where's one? Oh, here. I think this was it. This post is about a group of friends who wanted to work together on a project. They had not heard about another group doing the same thing, but then found out about it. No, where's the one where he talks about ghosting? Oh, here. This post is about a group of friends who started working on a project together. They wanted to do something to help their community, but things got complicated. I don't know. Wonder if there's any relation to Bob the Rapper. Maybe. I don't know. This is also fucking hilarious. They wanted to do something to help their community, but then something happened that made them upset. I fucking love Bob. Holy shit. Yeah, it's a bot. You just gotta tag Bob, and Bob goes and explains the tweet. It's an AI. Probably like ChatGPT with like some AI prompt. It's actually relatively easy to make an AI like this. We should make one too. I could show you guys how to make one. We could make one just for shits and giggles. What do you think? Should we make an AI that responds to people? Ask him to explain your tweets. Let's do it. You want to make tomorrow's stream like that? We could just do one. I could do one in an hour. Maybe even less. Oh my God. Apollo, stop scratching me. Okay. So what could the bot be? What could the bot do? Hey, he could. Yes, I can code. I can code like a motherfucker. Apollo needs those socks. Yeah, he needs those doggy socks. Okay, you want to see Bob explain one of my tweets? Here, let's get one of my tweets here. Maybe we'll do this one. This one's kind of funny. At Bob. No. Make the bot suck dick. Oh my God. You guys, you know, bots can do other shit, right? Just sex stuff. You guys would be like responsible for making all the sex mods. Pour Bud Light into the Crowder Cup. I don't know how long it's going to take for Bob to explain this. It may take a minute. How active is he? Oh, he explains within 1 minute. Huh. Why is this? Why the hell are people tagging Bob on dick pics? Holy shit. Do not need that. I was just like scrolling through Bob's replies. Thank goodness I didn't have that open. And a dick pic fucking came up. Now I guess Bob isn't going to explain this. Did I get blocked by Bob? Come on, bro. Is Bob not... Why would he lie about being able to code? It's not that hard to program an AI bot. It really isn't. You can just go right here. You don't need like 500 IQ to do it. Look, I'll show you how to program ChatGPT. Just like simple. Find how many search results? It doesn't even tell you. Let's build it. Advanced ChatGPT, how to build your own ChatGPT site. You can even, there's even a new AI that you can program it to automatically respond to your emails. Like, it's really not that complicated to program an AI. Tay Chatbot, yeah. You know, Dom, I think Addison is just here to derail whoever Addison is. I think we may know who Addison is, by the way. Addison, you're offended that I said for an instant that I'm a coder? What do you code on? Python? Are you more of an HTML person? Code these nuts. Where's Bob? Come on. I want Bob to reply. Man. Dev Swallow. You know it. In the art of Chris Jericho, professional wrestler, codebreaker. Bob didn't explain it. I feel so left out. Holy shit, Bob. Come on, man. You think Bob is just getting too many requests? Yeah, usually Bob responds within 1 minute. I'm going to stream. I'm going to hit about an hour. I am very close, though, to moving to the office. Hey, family, who is Bob? Bob is a bot. Here, it's called Explain This Bob. We're trying to get Bob to explain one of my tweets. So he explained stuff. This is Bob. But he just literally ignored me. Like, this guy, 49 seconds. And then 30 seconds later, he fucking responded. I guess Mr. Beast is taller than PewDiePie? What? That's so weird. I always thought, I didn't think Mr. Beast was that tall. And I approve. Okay, let me see if I can get... PewDiePie is not tall. He's like 5'9"? No way. I thought PewDiePie was actually... I thought PewDiePie was my height. Let me see. I'm going to do the explain this again thing. Explain. Okay, explain this, Bob. Let's try it again. Maybe it just fell through the cracks. Yeah, I thought PewDiePie was like 6'4". How tall? Here, let's give Bob a second again. How tall is PewDiePie? He's 5'11". So he's not as short as we thought, but he's also not as tall as we thought. He's 5'11". That means Mr. Beast is like, how tall is Mr. Beast? Mr. Beast is 6'3"? I'm the same height. I'm not the same. I'm like an inch taller than Mr. Beast. I'm 2 inches taller than Logan Paul? I didn't know I was taller than Logan Paul. Holy shit. The short leave people live longer? I wouldn't be too surprised. The air up here is a little thin. Okay. We got some Mr. Beast. We got some Mr. Beast simps in the chat? Do we have some Mr. Beast simps in the chat? Bob responded. Bob responded. I had to try again. Some people were very angry when someone they liked got canceled. They showed their anger by breaking their things like coffee mugs. Hey, Bob, you're good. Damn. It'd be funny if we did like a tweet baiting Bob, right? Like if we wrote something to bait Bob into writing something, then we deleted the original tweet and just quote tweeted the fucked up thing that Bob said. What do you think? I love Bob too. I fucking love Bob. What do you think? What should we bait Bob into saying? Oh my God. Addison, you are so fucking boring. You are so fucking boring. Learn to have some fucking fun. You're like, here, I'm going to hold him accountable for saying, if we have a second that he quotes. Jesus. Anyway, anybody, how should we bait Bob into saying something funny? How should we bait Bob, chat? Yeah, but can Mr. Beast code? Okay. What should we bait Bob into saying, chat? I'm going to compose a brand new tweet, okay? And we're going to bait Bob into saying something. Ask Bob if he knows how to code. Oh my God. Let's come up with something a little more juicy, okay, and original, please. And no offense to you, Captain Dick Breath, but the code shit. Okay. Oh, what if we did something? Do you think it seems like Bob doesn't write? It seems like Bob. You want me to ask if he codes? Look, it seems like Bob doesn't mention names. He always says like something like something, someone. How to market water to a fish living in an ocean. So wait, we have to... Here's the thing. This is kind of like Jeopardy, Mother Oats. This is kind of like Jeopardy. All right. So the way this works is, you know, in Jeopardy, how they have the answer and you have to answer with a question, right? This is the same, it's similar. We have to answer, formulate whatever the tweet is in a way that's going to get Bob to say something funny. Does that make sense? That's the idea. What if we got Bob to say something about Steven Crowder? Okay. What if we got... I love our lore. Yeah. So wait. How do we... What if we got it? We got the... Okay. Steven Crowder... pooped his diapers and ate it because he was hungry in Before Liable. My God. Clam Clowder. Yeah. Steven Crowder pooped his diapers and ate it. Pooped his diapers. His wife, Hillary Crowder, found him eating the poop and decided and saw no option other than to divorce him. Is this I'm wondering if Bob is going to, how Bob is going to write this. Steven Crowder pooped his diaper as his wife Hillary found out, found him eating the poop. And saw no option other than to divorce him. How's Bob going to explain this? I'm just thinking, like, Bobby's going to say someone pooped their diapers and their wife got mad. Or if someone else got mad. When they saw him eating it and divorced him. Okay, we'll try this out. We'll see. There's only trial and error. Okay. Where's the tweet? Steven Crowder pooped his diapers. Let's see. Explain this. Explain this, Bob. Let's see. Let's see if Bob is going to explain this. Come on, Bob. Eating their dog's poop. That would be fucking funny. Now I want to go back and edit it. Bob better hurry up. Yeah, I'm refreshing to see if Bob is responding. Don't ignore us, Bob. I'm like just hitting refresh. Well, now we know if Bob doesn't respond within the first minute that we just have to delete it and post it again. Bob left us unread. Yeah, I know. Come on, Bob. Are you guys liking that? No, obviously not. I mean, there are other people liking the tweet, but it's so fucking funny. Okay. He's gonna come when he wants. Yeah. Hold up. I feel like I gotta do it again. The last time it was a second time around. If he writes names. He comes when he wants, yeah. Bob is an alpha. Oh, is he here? Wait, hold on, stop. Bob responded. Steven Crowder did something very gross. He pooped in his diapers. He ate the poop. His wife Hillary was so disgusted that she decided to get a divorce. Oh my God. This is so funny. Oh my God. No. No. Hold on. Wait. Wait a minute. Wait. I got to retweet this. Wait a minute. Is this accurate? Such little kid energy. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a fucking kid. Oh my God. Is this accurate? We did it. Yo, I fucking love this. We can bait Bob to say whatever we want. Let's delete the original so there's no trace. Let's see. No trace besides this stream. I mean, it's between you and me, okay? If you guys are gonna snitch on me, then we can't do this together anymore. Okay? We got it. This is a secret between you and me. Okay? Please. If you guys, I'm telling you, if you're gonna snitch, we can't do this anymore. I just can't. I'm reading this shit. It's so fucking funny. Holy shit. I'm so stupid. Thank you for indulging my stupidity. That way the stream gets blocked. I mean, the stream gets blocked anyway. It was good. I mean, you guys have a laugh. Was that funny? Reading this shit while he eats his shit? Yeah. Anyway, we're just trying to have some laughs. That's all. Stupid. You farted, to be honest. I hope it was satisfying. I know I'm a child at heart, okay? I'm like Robin Williams in the movie Hook at the end, okay? Not at the end. Like when he finds out he's Peter Pan. Okay? That's me. Okay? Anyway. I gotta get to work. Frosty. You guys keep saying, Frosty, I gotta tell you something about your name. I keep thinking frosting, okay? I keep wanting to eat cake every time I hear your username. All right? Entertained by the hair curls. Appreciate that. It was worth the price of admission. You mean zero? Yes. This is so silly. I'm so proud of this. You want to frost? Oh my God. Frosty. All right. Anyway, now that we know, I want to do this more often, okay? I want to do this right here more often. All right, we're going to do this way more often. I'm going to be off in a minute. But I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for stopping by. You guys are so sweet. So nice. Arrivederci. Thank you so much for stopping through and coming through and saying hi. Hello. On this... what do you call it? Today's Thursday. On this Thursday... Apollo is going to have a heart attack if I don't feed him. He really wants to eat. So, I'm going to go feed him. All right, everybody. Love all of you. Thank you so much. It was fun hanging out today. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.